Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself. And then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. This must be my dream.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Happy Wednesday. Mike McKay here. Still got some cleanup to do. That was crazy, that windstorm that came through, wasn't it? That's some wild stuff. We had hail, rain. We've got a gazebo on our deck, and part of the roofing, some of the winds must have been so wrong that some of the, like, screws and bolts came out of the framing of the thing. Boy, that must have been something else. Anyway, still got a little bit more cleanup. I don't know about you, but hopefully nothing too serious. Here we are, hump day. Hope it's going to be a great day today for you.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
I
80s and more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'd like to start things out with our feel-good story of the day today. A positive story, if you will. Now, check this out. 5 years ago, Hadley Scott from Rocky Mount, Virginia, was inspired to start a lemonade stand to raise a bit of spending money. Back then, Okay, Hadley was 4 years old. She was four. Her mother, Lauren, encouraged and supported her, and that effort raised $600. Well, instead of just spending it, Hadley, at four, decided she wanted to donate some of the money from her lemonade stand that year to a local food bank and help out a friend of hers that she knew from preschool and kindergarten that, they just didn't have very much money, and she knew that they didn't have much food. Well, since then, Hadley has continued to operate her lemonade stand each year. Okay, she's nine now. And through the years, she's raised more than $5,000 for charity, donating the money to warming shelters, kids in need, and even a local children's hospital. Hadley said, quote, "It makes me feel like a good person," unquote. Hadley, wherever you are right now, at 9 years old, you are a good person. And boy, oh boy, she's already doing great things, isn't she? And she's nine. What a great story. There's your feel-good story of the day on 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
everything I do. Oh, I do it for you.
105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in 6 minutes, a new study from the University of Texas, Dallas, about babies and those little googly sounds that they make and what they think they've come up with. Wait till you hear this.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me. Tell it wouldn't be long, they was with me.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
There's no doubt, just a girl, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. This is pretty interesting, and I don't think too many people would be surprised by this, but a new study from the University of Texas, Dallas, reveals that, you know, those little sounds that babies make? They say, according to the study, they're actually practicing for real speech. Researchers found that even the tiniest tots are busy, what they say, clustering their sounds into patterns and little vocal exercises and things like that. So they say the next time you hear a baby babbling, and you might think it is babbling, it's not. They're actually making these noises and gearing themselves up to speak. It's true. And if you listen to them carefully, I'll bet you can hear them say, "You should listen to Mike McKay every day." It's incredible. Babies know a lot.
No, I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Searching for an answer. I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know all it needs to walk along the lonely street of dreams. And here I go again on my own, going down.
Made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work.
Download the free Civic Media app.
Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bedroom. bath come complete with appliances and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Xcel Energy crews were spread across western Wisconsin on Tuesday, working to restore power for thousands of customers. According to a press release, Monday night's severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, and high winds caused nearly 9,500 customers to lose power. Officials say the storm caused extensive damage to power lines and knocked down trees before a second round of storms moved in on Tuesday morning, exacerbating the problem. Xcel officials say fully restoring power could take significant time. The man accused of shooting and killing his stepbrother in Burnett County nearly a year ago has been sentenced to prison. According to a WQOW report, Ashton Heyer agreed to a plea deal and was found guilty on charges of homicide by negligent use of a weapon and being a felon in possession of a weapon. He claimed his stepbrother, Aaron Holmstrom, came after him with a baseball bat before he fired a warning shot, then a second shot that killed Holmstrom. Heyer was sentenced to 7 years in prison on Monday.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight 61, tomorrow partly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain, an inch or more. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
CFW.
Oh,
Top with Legs, 105.7 CFW. I saw ZZ Top in concert. I want to say it was It's probably 1981, and they were the headliners. Loverboy was the warm-up band for them. And I'll tell you, those three dudes in ZZ Top, they made a lot of noise for three guys. Man, they were just so good. So good. Hey, it's Mike McKay along with you, getting you on your way. It is Wednesday, the 28th of August. Wow. At least the weather is starting to calm down a little.
And more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get no time to rock it up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
It's always the same, it's just a shame.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
And you can dance.